Joining us on the news line is PBA President Pat Lynch. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you, sir?
A little busy.
Yeah, I guess so. What's your reaction to the way this weekend has gone?
You know, we haven't seen this number of shootings, and more importantly, people shot in some time. We had 74 shooting incidents last week with 101 victims. That means 101 people were shot on the streets of New York. This has to stop. It has to stop now. We have to stop listening to the crowds on the street and politicians that don't have the courage to have a common sense conversation. Politicians need to listen to the people in the neighborhoods that need us the most. People that are working in the shops, trying to go to work, living in the neighborhood, their children in the schoolyards. That's who we should be focused on, not saying things like defund the police. It's nonsense. We need common sense conversation. And more importantly, we need action from the police department to keep the folks in the neighborhood safe.
Well, while we're talking about a common sense conversation, what about meeting people partway and their concerns about some things that have been raised? I mean, where does that common sense conversation begin?
When you say we don't want police in the streets, that's not common sense. If you're saying look at your budget, find waste, and help the city, then that's common sense conversation. When you say defund the police and people's definition is different according to who you're asking for, that's nonsensical. You have to look at what's happening. Why are the shootings rising so high? Well, there's a number of reasons. Demonizing police, making us the enemy. Meanwhile, many of us remember the way the city was, and we did the work to bring it back. Emptying Rikers Island. Everyone in Rikers Island is not innocent, so we empty Rikers Island. Where do you think they go? They go back to the neighborhood where they used to do their business, and they set up on the street corners as well. We have elected leaders, our mayor, saying there's going to be a soft touch towards criminals and crime. Our criminals on the street heard that message, and they know the police are being held back, and they're going to go out and they're going to use their guns. We have the governor allowing cop killers out on parole onto our streets. All of that means they go back to our neighborhoods where our people live, you know, where that 101 people that were shot, back into their neighborhoods. Then we have the city council and others changing laws. The diaphragm law. It is virtually impossible to place someone in handcuffs with the regulations that are in that law. No one wants to say it. The reality is you cannot place someone under arrest safely in this law that they've created. So how is it we expect police officers to do their job?
But looking at it from the other side, people have seen a lot of really awful things happening lately. How do you meet people partway with that? I mean, we're never going to get anywhere if you're saying the police are handcuffed and people are saying, and on the other side, people are saying police are horrible. Obviously, that's not the answer. Where do you meet in the middle?
Where we meet in the middle is we have to have enough police officers to staff the city. We have to make sure that management doesn't give us quotas saying we want a number of stops or a number of arrests. We have to train our police officers properly. We believe you should be respectful when you're speaking to people. But sometimes it comes to a point when they're not listening, and then we have to say, well, you can't do that. It's against the law. Place your hands behind your back. So it's a mixture of all of these things. But more importantly, we need leadership to listen to the communities. We need leadership that'll also listen to the marchers and then quietly go back to city council chambers and deliberate realistically, not just give every group whatever they want. That's what real dialogue is. How can we make it better? That's not where we're standing now.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, PBA President Pat Lynch. Thank you, sir.
Kathleen, thank you.
Thank you.